Today's word is from the book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 9. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will devour them. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them. Israelites, and they crossed the Red Sea, and they were delivered from the slavery in Egypt. The fact that they crossed the Red Sea, it is a great miracle. And behind them, there were Egyptian armies chasing after them. And before them, there were Red Sea. So they were stuck in between. However, they experienced this great miracle. There is a reason why God performed this miracle. It is to tell them to rely on this power of God. Now, Israelites, they are about to enter the promised Canaan land. And before that, they chose one spy from each 12 tribe and sent them to explore the land. And among those 12 who returned, 10 of them said that they were like grasshoppers. Yet the other two, Joshua and Caleb, they said that they can devour those who are already in that land. All of them saw the same thing, but then their reports were different. Why do we need to have a deep understanding of the word? When you look at the book of Numbers, chapter 14, we know that those who gave a bad report on Canaan land, they all died. However, those who gave a report of faith, Joshua and Caleb, they survived, they lived. So their endings are different. The conclusion is different. And the Bible is explaining to us one by one how our victory is determined. Who failed? It is those who gave a bad report. They said, "The Canaan land is good, but we seemed like grasshoppers." Who won? Who were the victors? They are those who gave a good report, saying, "The land is good, and we can devour them." It is a matter of the viewpoint, the difference of the viewpoint. Depending on how we see and how we interpret, the outcome is decided. Joshua and Caleb, they lived in wilderness for 40 years, and they did not have proper weapons, nor they had military training. However, those Israelites, they were full of confidence. It is because they know that the battle belongs to the Lord. So they always challenge themselves and they try different things. The battle does not belong to me, or does not belong to my power, does not belong to my skills, but then it belongs to God. Likewise, our future belongs to God, not to me. When we know this, we can challenge, we can attempt trying new things. If we don't believe this, we don't even try. In the book of Numbers, chapter 13, verse 32 and verse 33, "And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land they had explored. They said, 'The land we explored devours those living in it. All the people we saw there are of great size. We saw the Nephilim there. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them.'" So 10 tribes, you know, with the time, they tend to see themselves as someone shabby. Why is that? It is because they rely on their own power and skills. That is why when they discover that they are not good enough, they fall into despair and they see themselves very shabby. And with the time, and they will believe that they also will see us as grasshoppers. They come to this conclusion, on this world, when they see me, they will look down on me, and they will see me as a grasshopper. So they will conclude and believe that what is not true. But Joshua and Caleb, they are different. Again, the book of Numbers chapter 14 verse 8, it says, "If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into the land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us." So we can see that they are full of hope. The reason is that the future, their future belongs to God, and God is Almighty. Indeed, the land is flowing with milk and honey. So they were full of this optimistic viewpoint. They are full of this positive thoughts overflowing. And with the time, they will be convinced that they can devour them. Then there's no problem of taking the possession of the land. So it is because the battle belongs to God, not to me. When we truly rely on God, then the world, it seemed so big to us, now it seems small to us. Hope that we can meditate on this word deeply and live it out in our life. You know, and also hope that we could be testified as the warriors of faith of God. Let us pray. Dear loving God, full of grace, we thank you. May our victories be the ones that was possible by relying on you. And by holding on to the faith that every battle belongs to you, we hope to see this world as something small to conquer. And also we pray that you can help us to always remember the grace and be grateful for your work. We thank you. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.